The $1 trillion spending plan passed by Congress last weekend and signed by President Obama includes money for wildfire mitigation and management. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, that budget is up from prior years.
The omnibus spending plan includes $1.4 billion for wildfire management and mitigation,
which is about $64 million above fiscal year 2014 enacted level.
That's Kent Slaughter. He's the manager of the Bureau of Land Management's Alaska Fire Service.
So it is, there is definitely an increase in the amount appropriated.
The money is based on a 10-year average funding level, but it's not allocated by state. It'll be split between the United States Forest Service and the Department of Interior, which oversees the BLM. Slaughter says $804 million will go to the DOI, but it'll be another month or two before he knows exactly how much funding will go to the Alaska Fire Service.
I think that the process went as the process is going to go. In terms of, it would be nice to have a budget prior to the start of the fiscal year. But beyond that, it's nice to have a budget to know, hopefully within the next month or so, where we'll be for the rest of the fiscal year.
The federal budget for wildfire management has been strained in recent years. According to the Forest Service, the wildfire season in the United States has increased by between 60 and 80 days in the last 30 years. When the president proposed his fiscal year 2015 budget earlier this summer, it included a proposal to create an emergency fund for catastrophic wildfires. The goal was to decrease the amount of money that's pulled from other programs like forest restoration and management, as well as research. But during the congressional process, that proposal was scrapped. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.